Welcome to an episode of Bands and Botanicals, a unique podcast where a trainer and trainee talk about herbal medicine and fitness.
We're your hosts. My name is Danielle Kreese, and I'm a certified personal trainer and owner of DC Fit. And we also have Paula Kirsch, who's an artisanal herbalist and owner of Botanically Curious. So let's go ahead and start the show. So, welcome to another episode of Bands and Botanicals. This is a special one that we've got for us. We have another guest for today's episode. But before we get into that, Paula was going to pull our oracle cards. We were going to get the whole little shebang going.
Awesome. So, interesting enough, for today, I pulled a bearberry. So these are what I like to call mountain cranberries. They're really similar in that way. They help in terms of medicinal purposes for urinary tract infections and things like that. And they're just little red berries that kind of sprout out in the summer and then die off toward the winter. Now, these are botanical oracle cards, like we mentioned before. And the property that they've associated with this is strength. So some of the things that I know about the bearberry is that it has been used in Native American practice as parts of tobacco, like flavor in tobacco and things like that. For those who can't see, it reminds me a little bit of like Christmas time and holly, even though the leaves aren't the same shape, but you know, it's got shiny green leaves and little red berries, which is really nice. And the strength of it really comes from the fact that they're called bearberries because bears usually eat them. It's one of the big portions of their diet. And bears signify strength in a lot of cultures.
And our guest is very strong.
Right. So it's kind of neat. And then just the bear in general has some feminine connotations like mama bear and kind of the strong feminine influence. And so really neat that we pulled that today, and looking forward to seeing how that'll tie in.
Yeah, so that actually works out perfectly. So not too long ago, Paul and I received a message on the internet requesting an episode that focused on surfing and maybe things you could do to prepare for surfing and kind of how good it is as an exercise. And I couldn't think about doing this episode without inviting my friend and my sister, Barbara, to join us, calling all the way in from Mexico. And we're so, so, so excited to have her for many, many different reasons. So really quickly, I met Barbara actually on Instagram. We were both in similar boating accidents, and that's how we kind of connected. Mm-hmm. But Barbara, I don't want to tell your story. I mean, ours are still a little different. So if you don't mind, would you like to give say hello, tell us where you're coming from and kind of give everyone a brief intro into kind of what you went through?
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, girls from Bands and Botanicals. Well, right now, I live in Ensenada. With my family, and 3 years ago I was living in Los Cabos. So yeah, I had a boat accident celebrating my birthday.
I know, that was another weird thing that was similar between both of us, is I was just about to celebrate my birthday and you were celebrating your birthday.
Yes. Yeah, rough times.
yeah so I guess, like, if I remember correctly, what you told me, you had asked the captain if you could jump in the water. You jumped in the water, and then the boat propeller caught your legs. I guess he turned it back on.
Yes. He forgot that I was about to jump, and then he put reverse, and then I was caught under the propeller, and he hit me like for a second time, actually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate hearing your story. You think of mine, but I hate that that happened to someone else, and it makes me sad. But
yes,
the beautiful thing is, and I hope it's okay to say that, but watching you and having met you, I guess a couple years ago now, but watching how strong you've gotten has really been like the most incredible thing.
Yeah, actually, I got at the beach alone driving.
Nice.
Yes, to meet my new friend and sister in San
Yeah.
Diego.
Yes.
Yes.
We did. We met Jeff and I, my husband. We were living in San Diego, just in a van. We were living there briefly when we were traveling around. And Barbara came over from Mexico. She drove herself, and we met for the first time in person, and it was so amazing. And what
Yes.
people may not, well, I guess people don't know, but you have a similar injury to me, Barbara, right? Where one of your legs is paralyzed, and then you lost the other leg.
Yes, I'm an below knee amputee, and my other leg, it is like affected because of the sciatic nerve. It was, yes, I got caught behind my leg, so.
Right.
Yeah, all the injuries right there. And yeah, I use AFO just like yours. And yeah, you've been my inspiration since I was like searching you on the web.
Oh, thanks. Well, you are definitely mine and so many others, which kind of brings us to why we invited you on this episode. So, Paul and I received a message from someone asking about surfing and things they could do for surfing and things they
Oh.
could strengthen. Yeah, and you were the first one that came to my mind because I do not know how to surf. I could put a workout together for surfing, but I've never done it myself. And I know that you were a surfer before the accident, correct?
Yes, just like a beginner surfer, I was just starting to use a shortboard, and yeah, then that happened.
So I know, like, I don't know about you, but like sometimes it's hard to think about the way the body worked before the accident, but when you were like preparing, when you were first starting off with your surfing, did you like train a certain way or how did you kind of prepare yourself for that before the accident? And then we could kind of also talk about how you've adapted and changed since then and still remain strong.
Yes. Yes. Well, I was playing flag football all my life. I was like running or swimming, always doing like a sport thing. And then I spent like 5 years running. I was a running back, and
Oh.
then I was still playing. Yeah, in Cabo when I moved there. So I don't know. I mean, it's like everything. Like running, and then your core, it has to be like very strong because you're always like from a like landing position, and then you just jump.
Right.
So yeah, it's just like a few sets of everything, you know, like cardio and stretching and yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely total body, and that's cool. I didn't know you played football because Paula played football too.
Woo! Well, we are all have things in common, the three of
Yeah,
us.
what position were you, Paula?
Well, I was just kind of moved around. I was mostly used to block. Yeah,
Block.
yeah,
Okay. Yeah, so
yeah.
it was like touching football or
Yeah, some sort. It was flag football, but it was co-ed, so the men got really competitive. And
Oh.
so, yeah, they throw me up on the front lines there. Throw me some holds.
Yeah. Well, I have like a lot of injuries on my fingers and my ankle, the one that I have now. Yeah, that sport is really rough.
Well, it must have at least gotten you like you said, like total body. Like you had to work
Yeah.
on the full body.
Well, Paula can know like all the training. It's like you're always moving your hips, your legs. So surfing got really, I mean, it's not the same, but you start to work like your butt and your legs and everything, your quads. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I was actually reading an article about surfing and it talked about how nice your butt will become.
Yeah, actually, yes. But like with like a lot of muscle, you
Yeah,
know?
for sure, for sure. So, like, since you were training before and kind of doing the flag football and everything, now you are still surfing and you're actually surfing competitively, right?
Yeah, well, after the accident, before, I was just like swimming just for fun. And yeah, after the accident, I was like in the eye of other adaptive surfers. Mm-hmm. So I met like a whole community, and they invite me to participate at the nationals in Oaxaca.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then the World Surfing Games at California.
That's so incredible. I know, I wanted to see you at those World Surfing Games. I couldn't get that.
Yes. It was really fun. Like very competitive people and like pro surfers, adaptive pro surfers. So, yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, I mean, before and after my accident. I mean, definitely before my accident, I still couldn't get up to save my life on a board. So I couldn't imagine. So I actually kind of had a question. How did, when you first were getting back into the water, because both of our accidents took place in the water, and, you know, whether it's our accident or maybe someone's in a car accident or maybe someone just injures themselves and they kind of get scared.
Yeah.
Of a lot of things, like to get back in the water, how did that feel for you? And how did you kind of like get past that? Because it was, you know, it's, I think it's both of our favorite places.
Yeah, well, I guess I feel free in the water. I was just like craving, like, I want to get in the ocean again.
Mm-hmm.
And, It wasn't never like a hard part for me to swim or even touch the salty water again.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess mentally helped me instead of being something negative in my life.
Yes, yeah, that's awesome. And I have, you know, spoken to surfers. I've known a bunch of surfers and stuff, and they say that like surfing is big for them mentally as well. Correct?
Yes, actually I feel really alive. I don't know, it's just even the salt helps you.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the water. So for disease or muscular pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started to feel it. I didn't know before. Just after the accident, everything became like more, I was like more aware.
Yes.
Of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The healing. Yeah.
I guess, you know, when you go through these things, you have to, especially if you still want to move the same and kind of be active, like we really have to focus on the mind-body connection.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, I trip all the time and like lose my yes. footing. And...
I mean, we're kind of the same. I mean, I'm always tripping. I'm always falling. And yeah.
Yes, mind body. So you mentioned like the salt making your body feel good and stuff. Did you like... Do you use anything else kind of natural or any kind of like herbs and stuff that helps your body?
Well, arnica.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Like I drink it and I do put it on my body too. But if you drink it, I think helps you more. And, THC for sure. CBD and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that herbal part of the THC is like, it's been very helpful.
Yes. I mean, I, for like many things, right? Like anxiety as well and stuff too, I'm sure.
Yeah. And, well, I know the names in Spanish, but it's, lavanda. like basil, rosemary,
mm-hmm.
all of this, chamomile.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes. I mean, that kind of herbs are my main herbs for my teas. Oh.
Sweet. Yeah, it's nice that, you know, I'm sure you have different herbs around you, because it may be, it's a different climate, at least from Oregon.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of similarities, which is kind of cool. Like, you know, we're in different parts of the world, but we use similar things to help heal our bodies.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Our soil is very fertile. So yeah, we are like able to have like a lot of like herbs and trees and like all the good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's lucky. How's the weather? Speaking of, how's the climate over there right now? Are you guys still warm?
No. I mean, winter is here. Like raining and everything. I think, yeah, yesterday it rained.
So we're similar. We're feeling the same thing then, right?
Yes,
now.
Yes. Yes. And well, people are still surfing. I mean, the waves are right now like huge.
Do you still surf when it gets this cold?
Yes.
How does it? Because I have a question for you, because, and other people may experience this too if they have nerve damage. So, like, I don't know about your leg or your legs, but mine get really, my bad leg gets really, really, really cold really easily.
Yes, always. I'm so freaking cold always. And then I start to have like cramps.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, oh, it's been like very cold today. And I'm like touching the foot. And then it's like super cold.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Super cold. Yeah.
So I guess, do you like have to wear, do you have to use any protection, or do you, I don't know if you like use any herbs for circulation or anything, or to help with any of that.
Oh no, I have to ask you what should I use? Because, no, I only use, how do you say this salt that you put in the bath?
Oh, like
Epsom salt. Yes, that one.
Well,
we
did a segment, and I think I might have posted some things on our Instagram a little while ago, but in terms of just circulation and performance, Shishandra berry, which you can get in a powder, throw that into like a pre-workout. I think I posted something today about it. And then grapeseed oil, and then the grapeseed kind of just extract, or the seed.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, really great for just circulation and blood flow, which is really nice. So that way, even if you're working out, it brings more oxygen into the muscle and allows you to have less fatigue. So whether it's that or just general circulation, those are really good.
Okay, good. Yes.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, that works perfect. I'm gonna use it like more often.
Yeah,
your description fits me.
Yeah, I know a lot of what she was talking about, I think, fits both of us. I was just gonna ask, like, you did, you know, you said you were really active before, and I've seen you doing some workouts online. I mean, I was watching you doing workouts online, like from right after your accident. And, you know, just keeping yourself motivated and staying strong. So like, what does that kind of look like for you today? How have things changed for you?
Well, I think I'm more, I don't know, like on the road to be more aware of my body,
mm-hmm.
and to heal it. I think that's my main goal in life, to have like a strong body. And now that I'm like doing like CrossFit, but not like you. I mean, no. You're a pro.
I'm not doing CrossFit.
Well, you know, like this exercise with your body and all this exercise that helps you to, I mean, being strong, like walk better and,
mm-hmm.
you know, do, you know, all these things on your life, that when you're like, I don't know, like healing is very like hard if you don't move. So,
right.
I mean, it's like life. If you move, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
If you became like static and not doing anything, to improve, your arms, fingers, legs, knees, everything, it's going to be like rotten, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Oh, and it's just, it's, you know, inspiring knowing someone like you. And we've met a couple other women who are really inspiring on Instagram and stuff too through our accident. And, you know, there are a lot of people I think who would have given up. And it's nice to see that there are strong women and strong people out there in general who just don't want to give up.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I've been impressed by a lot of people out there. Like I'm looking at them on Instagram or YouTube, and that helped me too, seeing other people wanting to be like stronger every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you do that for other people too, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm relieved.
So for example, you know, maybe when things aren't as crazy with coronavirus, or maybe when Jeff and I could take a vacation, we talked about maybe visiting you and learning to surf.
Yes, please. So
I was wondering, you know, if, you know, even from your training prior to the accident and your training after the accident, what are some like tips, even if they're not physical, just some tips you'd have for people first starting to get into like surfing and stuff?
Well, I think working out for sure, like your upper area, mm-hmm. For your core, your arms. I mean, push-ups are very, very helpful. If I don't do like push-ups, I became like very weak. Mm-hmm. So you need also air, and you need to breathe.
Yes,
you have to do like breathing exercises before. And then like I love stretching too, because when I was like crazier than now than today, I was just entering into the water like without stretching, and all my arms were like very sore. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you don't have to be, Barbara, that crazy. So so you have to start with something. And yeah, I mean, actually doing like kayaking or paddleboarding, mm-hmm. helps you a lot, like for the balance and knowing how the water moves. I mean, you have to go with the flow a lot. So now in this time, I think it's very, if someone out there want to start to surf, I mean, I think that's the main things you have to do, like stretching, breathing exercises, and getting your core super strong.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. Awesome. Thank you yes. for all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you answered like all of our questions, and I'm so happy that, you know, even through such a tragedy, you and I were able to connect and kind of find each other.
Oh, I'm very happy too, because with you, oh my God. I was behind you on your road that you were like already, you know, like working on it. So when I saw you on your gym or no, on your van doing exercises around the highway, I was like, oh my God, I'm so lazy.
Well, I see your videos. You're definitely not, but I think that's kind of like the time we have, Barbara, and I'm so appreciative to you for taking this time. And we had some technical difficulties at the beginning, but you stayed with us.
No, I was super excited.
So if other people want to kind of get into understanding your story and just keeping up to date with what you're doing, how can they find you?
They can find me on Instagram. I use it a lot. And I answer all the messages. So you can find me at Barbara Garcia Ritchie.
Oh, fantastic. Perfect.
Well, we will definitely like tag you and everything. And yours is a story to follow.
And then thank you. Do you have any projects coming up or anything that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, I went still surfing, and I want to write a book for kids.
Oh, really?
For self-love and everything that they have to learn before stepping out of the world, you know, like for I don't know, kids from 3, and then you can also read it too.
Oh, nice. So what was the inspiration for that?
Oh, my nephew, he's 3 and he asks a lot.
right. Awesome.
Yes.
That is beautiful. I love that. And I'm sure you could shed like a new perspective on self-love and stuff too, and learning how to kind of love a new body and a new life.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, after everything that happens.
Yes. Or if you're born like not being equal as everyone out there, mm-hmm. if you feel that, I mean, you're equal. So yeah, I think I can help kids and to understand how to love them. And yeah.
Well, we will keep an eye out for that. I can't wait to see it.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you, Paula.
Yeah, you too. Thank you for coming on.
I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye, girls. Bye.
So we are so grateful to Barbara for taking some time to talk to us. And I'm just putting it out there, but I hope that she could come back on the show one day and we could delve deeper into her story, because she really is such an incredible woman. And yeah, just grateful for that. But I just wanted to take a moment and kind of get into a little bit more detail about surfing as an exercise in general and some of the benefits and technicalities that all brings into play.
All right, so when it comes to surfing, there are both things that you can do for surfing, but surfing can also kind of be an exercise in and of itself. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this, Paula, but have you ever heard of Blue Health?
I don't know.
So Blue Health is, it's where you kind of, the movement that you're doing or the activity that you're doing has a therapeutic effect while you are near a body of water, essentially. So whether it's a lake or a river or a sea, kind of the blue water, just the water in general, not just helping you physically, but mentally kind of de-stress and release as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. I, you know, despite my accidents in the water, I always am drawn to the water. I don't know. How do you feel? New Jersey? Does the water have that same pool for you?
Yeah. Growing up, I had a pool when I was younger, so you couldn't get me out of that thing, whether it was day or night. Like, I remember swimming outside at night with the bats flying over my head. And I think it's just a really neat way to feel free. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. 100%. And, you know, the water, if you have injuries, the water, working out in the water, using right. the water as its own resistance, the buoyancy of the water too, taking a lot of impact off of your joints. I mean, mm-hmm. I used that in my therapy. I'm almost certain that Barbara did as well in her therapy. So many good things about it.
Right.
So like surfing as an exercise in and of itself has a lot of benefits. One, it's great cardiovascularly. I don't know if you're proficient at swimming, Paula, but mm-hmm. I'm not. Like, even though I'm from Miami, I'm not the best. Maybe I just like hung out on the shore a lot.
We had the Delaware River really close to where I grew up because I was in northern New Jersey. And so we'd go over to Pennsylvania. So if you're doing whitewater rafting or any of that stuff, you know, literally sink or swim with some of that stuff. So from a young age, yeah, I definitely learned how to swim. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, I definitely know how to swim, but it gets my heart rate up almost mm-hmm. instantly. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm working out all the time, swimming is just different. It's a different form of movement. And
right.
and it's a really, like I said, low impact way to work on your heart health. And, you know, I think one of the cool things about cardiovascular work, and Paula, you may notice this as well, whether it was in your past or currently, but how to kind of know if your heart's getting stronger.
Right.
And without having any special fancy machine or anything like that, it's kind of just staying in awareness of your body. Like, for example, can you swim a little longer or surf a little longer before, you know, having to stop and catch your breath? Or, you know, maybe you noticed when you were doing football or when you were work out with me that you may be able to push through something for a little bit longer.
Right.
And I think that that's cool because if you can notice that, that's like an easy, tangible way to actually see your work kind of manifesting itself.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So great for cardiovascular health. Like we said, the mindfulness of it. I read something really cool, mindfulness in action. Which I think could be applied to everything. Paula probably wants to punch me in the face sometimes when I tell her like all the different cueing she needs to be mindful of. So mindfulness in action, you know, you have to focus, and that's whether you're working out in the gym or whether you're on the water. You have to stay present.
Right.
I think so, you know, it's that time away from like the stressors of your life. So it's good to kind of...
Yeah, there's not much more you can think about if you're really thinking about while you're swimming, breathing when you need to, and all of those things. Everything else has to kind of go away in order to do that in a proper way.
Yeah. Oh my God. I feel like especially when it comes to like surfing.
Right.
Because you have to move so much. You have to read the water. So you have to be really present. Balance. I know that... this has been talked about a lot with surfers. It was talked about a lot with Barbara. Balance and coordination that's required in surfing. So you'll have to really tap into your core strength and your stabilizing muscles.
Right.
So, you know, it's good for that. Bands.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that because I'm thinking about water. And it's supporting you low impact, but it's also that resistance consistently that's really building that endurance. And bands do that same thing.
And the crazy thing is that resistance is always moving.
Right.
So like those stabilizing muscles are so important in order for you to not fall off. And then that could then be great for you outside of the water because especially as we get older, you know, Paula and I are getting into our mid-30s. And, you know, but for real, like Paula has joked about being clumsy. I've joked about being clumsy. Kind of if you have that awareness of always having to catch yourself, you know, it kind of translates to different parts of your life.
Right. Do a few drop squats like Danielle has me doing in the gym and see if you're not sore the day after because you're not used to using those muscles to catch yourself.
I'll show you some videos of those drop squats, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about that. And yeah, surfing is just, and this was mentioned with Barbara, a total body exercise. Like you think about what it takes to pull your body when you're paddling. So much upper body strength. You think of what it takes to pop up from that laying position into that standing position. So that's your power and that explosiveness that you may generate inside the gym. You know, that translates to the water. And then your core, your quads. We joked about surfers having nice butts. It's because they kind of hold that squatted position.
Right.
And they use those small muscles around their glutes in order to make those quick turns and all of those different things. So, you know, when you're working out for surfing, that's something to keep in mind. It's not just the lower body, you know, it's not just the upper body. It really is like your whole body moving as one.
Right.
I feel so like work that whole body. And, you know, after this post, or after this episode included with it, I'm going to post just some suggestions on different types of movements that you can incorporate into your routine. So if you're preparing for surfing, you know, you want to stick to functional movements, ones that translate, you know, it's not just some Olympic lifting you're doing in the gym because that may not be kind of the same movement that you have in your surfing. You know, rowing movements. Barbara mentioned getting into push-ups a lot because you really, you use your back and you use your chest a lot when you're surfing, when you're paddling, and then when you have to push off, that's all like that chest power. Proprioception. So what is proprioception? It is basically when your body is learning to stabilize on unstable surfaces, essentially.
Nice.
So like we mentioned, water is always moving. Using a Bosu ball, you know, balancing on one leg, all of those things that kind of make you focus in and tune in and engage are going to be really good for you. Rotational movements, because you get a lot of that core and those quick movements when you're surfing. And yeah, there's a couple more things, but I'll go into some video detail for those things for you for this episode. So I think, you know, with that, we could call it kind of finished off. I hope that this answered some questions. I hope this inspired you. And I hope you learned a little something today and that just keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Life tries to kick you down sometimes, and you know, you have to support yourself. You have to stay in a positive frame of mind, and you know, you may forget yourself for a brief moment, but find those things that remind you who you are. And I'm so glad that Barbara was able to find her surfing again, because I think that was kind of becoming part of who she was.
Yeah.
So, peace and love, my friends. And, until next time.
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.
And as always, just a reminder that any topics or ideas discussed during this podcast are not a replacement for any medical advice. This is for educational purposes always. Although Danielle is a certified trainer and I do have knowledge of herbal medicine, any decisions to incorporate a workout or herbal remedy are always your own. Please talk to your pharmacist or physician as needed.